Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Seems like a year ago.
Yeah, that, it really does.
That it went down. But playoffs very much alive. We'll get to that. Blue Jays in it. Brewers are almost out of it. Dodgers trying to repeat. First time that, if they accomplish that, first time that'll happen in a long, long time. But the Birds, Nolan, I've been saying it for months. And as you know, I'm usually wrong. I picked the Dolphins again today. I don't know what the hell I'm thinking. But said the Orioles next year are going to be the Blue Jays this year. Because Toronto last year is the Orioles this year. And if you're picking up what I'm putting down, Toronto finished last in 2024.
Mm-hmm.
Won the division this year. They're two games away from the World Series, first time since 93. Orioles finished last this year. I'll take what we can get. Young guys playing well. But acquisitions, Nolan, in the offseason to supplement the young talent. And I'm going to assume... with we're adding talent, we're that Gunner's an all-star. Holiday's another step. Westberg's back to his all-star form, that sort of thing. Adley, blah, 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 et cetera, et cetera. So you got a free agent wish list. Realistic if you're just tuning in. We're not playing checking it, right? Mm-hmm.
Well, that's boring.
Yeah. But, yeah. I mean, how much are we increasing payroll, for instance? Ryan, I know you got a guy that knows a guy that knows a guy. How much are we looking for? Because they jumped it up this year, right?
Yeah, 60 it's going to go up.
Yeah, how much? But so we're looking at this in realistic terms, not the Dodgers going all in, signing literally every free agent in February.
Correct. So we're doing pitching today. I sat down. I had big ambitions. I wanted to hit all the boxes. I wanted position players, particularly outfield, all that stuff. But then my head started to spin. And I started to feel a little queasy because I started looking at these options in terms of position players. And this will be a teaser for when we do that down the road. It's not looking good, folks. It's not looking good in terms of realistic options for an outfielder to save this team. But for today, starting pitching. Because that's the thing we've been harping on all season long, all offseason. Can we get something legit here? Now, make no mistake, they're probably going to have to pull off a trade. That's what we hope. And if that's how you go get your big fish, so to speak... then yes, go do it. But in terms of signing free agents, we'll start here. We'll start with what I call the elite, the big fish. And really, these are the unrealistic ones. But we'll breeze through this quickly because it's just three names. And these are the ones that everyone's going to be talking about all offseason. Framber Valdez, Ranger Suarez, Dylan Cease. Those are your three big fish. Problem is, every single team in the league wants those guys. And more than likely, the only ones that are actually going to be competitive for them are your New Yorks, LAs, Chicagos, etc. Big markets. They all need pitching. The Orioles probably can't compete. But if we're in a fantasy land dreaming here, the Orioles, if we're to take them at their word, did offer Corbin Burnes pretty elite starting pitcher money. One of the biggest pitching contracts or would have been in the league. He turned it down. We know the story, blah, blah, blah. But if they were willing to do that, seemingly, wouldn't they be willing to do the same for one of these guys? Doesn't mean they're going to put pen to paper, but can they be in that conversation? So if I'm ordering these three, and I'm interested to hear your thoughts, Framber Valdez is the clear number one. Checks every single box, more than worth the money, in my opinion. Cy Young upside every single year. I don't have a single bad thing to say about the guy. No red flags at all. None. Number two, I actually have Ranger Suarez. And you might say, well, wait, hold on a second. Dylan Cease has finished top four in Cy Young voting multiple times. Ranger Suarez, maybe this past year was the best year of his career. And even then, it wasn't great from start to finish. But here's what I like about Ranger. You might sacrifice 20 to 30 innings pitched throughout the regular season compared to, say, a Dylan Cease. But when you get to the playoffs, this guy's got juice. This guy's got experience. He's been there. He's done that. He's been on a World Series run, although they did lose with the Phillies. 42 career innings pitched in the playoffs, 1.48 ERA. He answers the call in the biggest moments. Dylan Cease, all right, a little bit different. 8.74 is the ERA and very, very limited. Very limited innings. So I just like the idea of when we get to October, when things matter most, because that's where the Orioles need to be, I want someone who knows what they're doing. Someone who's been there and done that. That's just my preference. But for you guys, is it interchangeable? Do you have Cease number two? What do you think?
Now, Ryan, before you get to it, Valdez, 32, lefty. Suarez, lefty, 30. Dylan Cease, 30 years old. So they're still in their air quotes prime. Suarez, if there's a red flag, didn't he kind of cross up his own catcher because he was upset?
Was so Suarez or Valdez?
That was Valdez.
Valdez.
That was the one thing right there. That's the only,
yeah.
Of all the things that Framber's done on the mound, it has not actually necessarily been for his success. It was what he did to his own.
But apparently that did not go over well in the clubhouse.
You think?
Yeah,
you know, I mean? Do you think people would be happy about?
Right.
So, you think his catcher was happy about? Hey, I want a curveball and here's a fastball.
It's good for us.
Whammy.
take one team out of the consideration here. Come on to Baltimore. Right?
But what do you think there, Ryan Ripken? And what's the price tag going to be for these guys too?
Yeah. So Framber is gonna, in my opinion, of the guys that will be available, he is going to get the most, I think, or the highest deal. I do. When you look at a guy, and you got to look at the body of work for him. And for Framber Valdez, a guy that all he's done over the last X amount of years, let's go back to 2020. Truly, that's, you know, COVID year when his run here has been pretty spectacular. He hasn't had an ERA higher than 3.66, and that was this past year. That was his down year, was a 3.66. A guy that over this time period, over the last 4 years, has thrown no less than 176 innings. He knows how to get guys out. He knows how to eat innings. Like, he's the definition of save your bullpen, and I also can go out there and dominate a lineup. But if that's too much, I like the Ranger Suarez situation. Again, I just don't think that the Orioles are going to go for so many lefties, just if we're looking at the configuration. I think one or the other. But what I like about Ranger is, and even Framber, those guys just know how to pitch. It's not about velo for them. And I think that that's so valuable. And I think we saw that, even though I know Trevor Rogers is throwing a little bit harder, knowing how to pitch. Pitchability is so important. Dylan Cease is kind of that wild card for me. You know, a guy that obviously when he's on, electrifying, so good. But then you're wondering, what Cease are we getting? You know, in some cases, and it's maybe not the comp that people are going to look at, but Cease has a little Jack Flaherty feel to me where at one moment you feel that this guy's on, and the next moment you're going, well, I felt really good about you, and now I'm not sure. And with Dylan Cease being represented by Scott Boras, I also could see if the Orioles were to take a risk, Scott would say, hey, we'll do a smaller deal, but we want the opt-out. You know, like, I think Cease is in line for that. He wants to get paid again because he's had this up and down the last few years. Can I throw out another name that I'm kind of curious about?
You might steal my thunder.
Yeah, well, I want to hear it. Yeah. We'll see if we're thinking the same thing.
We just got done with the elite. We acknowledge that those.
So, on a scale of 1 to 10 chances of signing any of those guys?
1 or a 2. Just being real.
Yeah. I think it's way more realistic. I would say, I'll give it 40%, one of those three.
All right. Hey, I hope you're right.
That would be a 4 out of 10, right?
I mean, at the very least, I think.
I got a GED. I don't have a math degree.
That's correct.
Good job, Bob. Right.
Thank you.
Investigative reporter and mathematician after hours.
So as far as what's more affordable, we'll call this the sweet spot tier, begins with my two guys, and I'm calling this Operation Zach Attack. Let's get ourselves a pair of Zachs, starting with Zach Gallen. Now, coming off of a bit of a down year by his standards, though the final 2 months of the year was noticeably better, started to get his groove back a little bit. But this guy's been legit for years and years and years. This is his first shot at a legit payday, right around that 30-year-old mark. He's coming off arbitration, so you know he wants to cash in. And when we talk about pitching market, it could end up being a little bit inflated for him. But if it's next tier down, you're not going to be in on the big fish. You got to at least take a serious run at this guy. If Arizona stole Corbin Burns from us, let's get one back. Let's get Zach Gallen back. I see no issues with that. He's as legit as they come. If you were giving me only one pitcher that we could have on the market, it would be Zach Gallen. To the other Zach, someone that you're familiar with here in the AL East, Zach Littell. Been with the Rays for the past couple of years. I think this guy could be sneaky affordable. Again, it's hard to predict pitching contracts because the market goes crazy right away when free agency starts. I don't think it would be too ridiculous to see this guy at $15 million or less a year. Depends what he wants in terms of longevity. If there was a red flag, maybe you're weary that this past year he hit 180 innings pitched, and the only other time he's come close to that was 150 a year prior. But to be fair, earlier in his career, he was a reliever. He's converted to a starter, and the results have been fantastic. The last thing I love about Littell, strong track record against the AL East. Very strong. Very, very strong. Now, it remains to be seen how he pitches against the Rays, but he handles the Yankees, and he handles the Sox, and I like that a lot.
I thought you were going to say Zach Eflin. I guess if we forgot that Zach.
That would have been the trio.
Zach Attack himself.
Jeez. And I will say, if Zach Eflin is healthy and he's back, you know, I would be curious.
No,
but
pun intended.
Yeah,
he might be in the next tier.
Oh,
maybe.
To close out this tier real quickly.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, I really like the Littell. I think your information and your knowledge and what he's accomplished, I think it's all spot on and affordable. I do think that Zach is going to be a guy that goes under the radar. And we talked about this off air. Quite frankly, yeah, the big dogs, you know what they can bring. But last year, I'd say the free agent classic, Max Fried, top of the top, Corbin Burns. Obviously, we know Corbin got hurt, but Fried was the dude. Like, he was fantastic. The other high-end guys, you know, it was kind of hit or miss. And when you're looking at for the Orioles, Littell fits that. I'll you said Zach Gallen, Nolan, who I love. I think someone will pay him a lot. I think someone's going to really...
Because he's right there on that fringe of the two tiers.
And it all depends is how much do you believe in this guy. And I think some team's going to go, you know what, this is an anomaly. We're going to give you the bag.
We're going to get into more. We got to take a clock integrity, Nolan McGraw.
I'm sorry.
Well, dude, you're ripping it. I love every minute of it. But we'll get into some others. I mean, there's a lot of option guys, too. Jack Flaherty is one of them, by the way, that we can get into. But if you have a wish list, ladies and gentlemen, of a starting pitcher, and you mentioned Corbett Burns, and you mentioned Max Fried, Blake Snell went to L.A. and got hurt. But, boy, are they feeling the money in the postseason. Where's the Garrett Crochet trade chip? We haven't even gotten down that rabbit hole yet either.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.